Begin the current daf, misaf misachim and daf nun alf. Begin amad beis. Begin the test the master. Begin with the gemara. Niri isa Reb Shimon sha'achal. He says, I saw Reb Shimon who ate. Chase come to explain that it was that in practice, because the gemara said that regarding the aftergrowth of the cabbage and the shemitah, Reb Shimon permitted. Chama said it's forbidden. And the gemara said Reb Shimon, he actually did that, and he would eat this spichy krup. So he says, wait a second, tell me the read, it's a wonder to the read. Kutam b'yisham, the Gemara brings near Yisham, b'yisham, and chazla hu gavu. B'yisham saw a certain person. Malak, it's v'chikur b'shvias that he was gathering the aftergrowth of a cabbage on the Shemitah. Yamalei, he says, my high, what is this? Amalei, so the person said to him, what do you mean? B'lav atu d'shars, aren't you the one who says permitted? Amalei said to him, b'lav chavroi pligalei, don't my colleagues disagree on me? And Karalei, he said on that person, poyuritz gather, whoever breaches the fence, yishachan and nachash, a snake will bite him. V'chin abasei, and that's what happened to the person. So says Teis Bahashta, if now, kimi shabat mahoyo yichal, if he himself ate the aftergrowth. Lamayu kais lachem, why was he angry at others, shal yichal mesem chalarazim, that they also ate and they relied on his ruling? That's a sedvish, something you could say is the mekam makam lahi reitza. Still, he didn't want she'ami aritz, that the masses of the ignorant people, that yismuchu love, that they should rely on him. Because much, l'impasko, halacha kamois, as long as they didn't rule like him, so although he followed his own ruling, yes, but he was still upset at that other person who did like him. Next is the master that begins with the Gemara called Svich Masur, and all the aftergrowths are forbidden. Chutz Misvich Kruv, except for the aftergrowth of the cabbage. This explains what's this machlekes Reb Shimon Chachamim regarding the Svich Kruv. So Perash Rashi explains that what we're talking about over here is La'achad Bir Ma'ir, talking about after the time of that when the produce is no more in the fields and you have to get rid of it and you have to, what you have in the house, you have to put out to the outside. That's what we're talking about at that time period. But the Ein Bir Na'ig B'Kruv. But really, there's no halacha beer by the cabbage, and the reason is l'fishay nasharish kolab aretz, because its roots never get used up in the ground. So will the karinim, so you can't recite in it kolal l'chayim asada, that it was liquidated from the wild animals in the fields, and therefore there's no obligation of getting rid of it from your house. That is what they both essentially agree. Now what machlekes was, do you make gzeira of svichay kruvot to svichay shar yirakas? Says Taisa B'Kashlu, it's difficult to agree. Because Simkain, if that's the case, we're talking about that it's after this man beer. Simkain, if that's the case, why did the Gemara have to bring it from a pasuk of Nesav to say, oh, wait a second, we didn't plant, so what's this gathering? Oh, we're saying it's like Rabbi Kiva, who says that even what you didn't plant, which are the aftergrowth, we have to tell you that it's going to be aser. What do you mean? Typically, of course, aser. Because you have the primary pasuk that for your animals and for the wild animals. Only when the wild animals have, then your animals could have. But the drush is when the wild animals don't have, then your animals cannot have. Because we're talking about after Zman Beer. So we already know that you have to get rid of it. Why do you need to bring a special pasuk of Leinasa? But moreover, if you're saying that the reason of Reb Shimon is because you're telling me that the stalk always remains in the ground, then why he's only excluding that you could have it after the Zman Beer? Only the aftergrowth of the cabbage. It should be excluded all those that are mentioned in the seven paragraphs of the Shavis, not Mishra teach over there. Ikar lof, hashaita, venarvina, these types of things. Ain lem beer, they also don't have beer because they also always remain out there. So then why are you picking only the Svichi Krup? Moreover, why are the Rabbanan, who the Argamah explains that they're making Gezer because of the aftergrowth of the cabbage, because of the other aftergrowths, or B'chalhani Dhasim L'Gazir, why don't make Gezer and all those other things, like we mentioned, the Ikar Lof HaShayta and the Narbina, what do you mean? You should have the same Gezer if they have the same principle of the Svichi Krup. Vaidik Shriva, additionally, Riva asks on this interpretation of Rashi, Dilel Kutani. Previously, we had learned that he says, "V'nechnasti l'ginachar." He says, "Okay, I went into the garden after him, and v'notl svicha kribachal." He took the aftergrowth of the cabbage, and he ate it. Which the Gemara explained, that was like Reb Shimon, who says the svicha kriv are permitted. Now, from the fact that it says that he went into the garden and he ate it, mashma sounds like he should touch him in that karka. He went to the garden, meaning he detached it from the ground. So therefore, if that's the case, so we're talking about before the time of beer, because we're talking about that there's still stuff in the garden, and if that's the case, and it sounds like Vahim and Arab Mukhbar, it sounds like there were many things that were still attached. Vimkin, Arab couldn't beer, so that, no, we're talking about before the time of beer. So how are you telling me that it's the same as the Machlik Shemel Chum, which Rashi explains after this amount of beer? Vahidik Shemel Tam, additionally, Shemel Tam asks, is that Min Perkam the Melach, as we said in the first Perkam the Melach, the Behemoth base. The mother is discussing that a tree for animals invalid to be used as a carbon because it says min habakar. So the Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk? You know, it's a kavah chaimer. A regular person can't have a tray from endless moral defect for sure for the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, no, because minchas ha'imer will refute that, which is from the new grain. Although that's forbidden for a regular person, it's permitted for the mizbeach. The Gemara rejects and says, no. Mala minchas ha'imer, what are you going to prove from the mincha of the ha'imer? Shegi mata chadish, which that permits the new grain to be eaten, in contrast by a tray which doesn't permit anything. That the Gemara says, no, we're talking about the minchas ha'imer in the b'shvius, in the shmita year. But that will prove, which doesn't permit anything, because all the growths of the Shemitah are forbidden to be eaten, and even so it's permitted to be used on the Mizbeach, even though it's forbidden for a commoner, so to a trefa, you could say that even though it's forbidden for a hedyid, still for the Mizbeach it would be permitted. That's why you need a bakar. Which the Gemara says, no. The Gemara asks, but even in the Shemitah year, the Minchas HaEmor does permit, because it permits the Sfichim, the aftergrowth, which are permitted to be eaten. That the Gemara says, no, Kirab Akiva, the Amar Sfichim Asum, that says, no, the aftergrowth are going to be forbidden. Taisa explains, Ube Pesach Shel Shviyasi. That's Tumat, on the second day of Pesach, when you bring the Omer, which is in the Shemitah year. Now, on Pesach time, it's Koidin Beer. That's before the time of beer. Sha'az, Tavu, in the Kalabasada. At that time, the grain has not been used up in the fields yet. Va'adrab, Hibi Melur, to the contrary, that's actually when the fields are full of grain. Ubir Lahayel Bishminis, and actually the time of beer was only in the eighth year. That's when we get used up in the animals in the fields. So how is the Gemara over there saying it's going like a Bekiva? What do you mean? I thought you said like Rashi that it's going after Zman beer, and here we're talking about before the beer. But more of us says Tais is the Kamar. This that we say in our Gemara Tavali with Rabbi Kiva, that both Reb Shimon and Chamin, who hold that generally the aftergrowths are going to be forbidden. They both are saying like Rabbi Kiva. What it sounds like, but the difficulty is, something's not like Rabbanan, but Rabbanan, none of the pligad drasha, the kol l'chayi basadet, Rabbanan don't disagree with the drasha of if it was used up for the wild animals in the field. Umayit Rabbanan agreed to svich masum achabir, that the aftergrowths are forbidden after the time of beer, because the besefri kamar, and the sefri it says, on milsud Rabbanan, the pligad Rabbi Kiva, on this teaching Rabbanan, that they disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they expound the pasuk of leinizra leinesav differently than Rabbi Kiva. On that, the sefri explains, that this pasuk is talking about what the Jewish people say to Hashem. Amar lanu Hashem, you told us, leitizru, don't go ahead and plant. Umasha anu eisvim, and this that we gather even without planting, which these are the aftergrowths. Ein mach nisa likiyim, we don't bring it in to keep it, meaning perish. So asa achabir, because after the time of beer, it's going to be forbidden. Amar lanu baroi, you tell us to go ahead and get rid of it. So ma'anu oichem in abir ve'elif, so in time of beer amrits, what are we going to eat? But one thing we see is that even Rabbanan that disagreed with Rabbi Kiva, they agree after that beer that's going to be asr. So why are you saying that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan are going like Rabbi Kiva if you're saying it's after Zman beer and Rabbanan agree after Zman beer that's going to be forbidden? So rather, l'kachner l'bein etam. So therefore, Tais disagrees with Rashi and says that epistle Rabbein etam, the b'shvi is koidin beer mayr. This whole halach is talking about with the svichim and the aftergrowth, talking about the shmiti before the time of beer. Like it's something for the pasuk, the leinesav, the maisik that we bring in the Gemara for Rabbi Kiva of leinesav, that pasuk, the chsibah. What does it say over there? Manuchah b'shon hashviyis. They're before the shmita year, and they're going to say, what do we need in the seventh year? So obviously we're talking about before the beer, because the beer, like we said, is only in the eighth year. In the seventh year, that we're talking about, what are we going to eat? V'darsh Rabbi Kiva Ma'akran, Rabbi Kiva expands from this pasuk of leinesav, the svich, master b'shvius, that yeah, even the aftergrowths are forbidden in the Shemitah year, even before the beer. Rabbanan pliga levadash, Rabbanan disagree and they expound the pasuk otherwise. Leinesav means something else, lachnis lekim, they're only not going to bring it in to last. But, and that we're asking, so what are we going to eat after the beer? But it's only forbidden after the beer, but before the beer is where they disagree with Rabbi Kiva. That's what we're saying. They disagree according to Bekiva, who says that Svichim are also even before the beer. And Rabshim permits the aftergrowths of the cabbage. Because the Torah that makes forbidden the aftergrowths, only that which is similar to planting. Because that's what the pasuk says. Hein loy nizra, and it says loy nesav. So we're comparing what's loy nesav, only something that's similar to nizra. Of svichim krum damal ilan. But the aftergrowths of cabbage are not similar to a zriya, to herbs, to what's planted, to seeds. Rather, it's actually similar to a tree. Kedama, like the Gemara says, "Ksuba dafka firal from a base." Kruv anichlon abba. Our father left us over a cabbage plant. V'hainu v'hinu oilam by besulam. We used to go up with it with a ladder, which you see that it's like has this status like a tree. And v'legizrin al tushas svichim. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds that we don't make exera of the aftergrowth of a cabbage because of other aftergrowths. which are aser. Rabban gezer, Rabban however are gezer. And they say though it's aser because of other aftergrowths. But v'dafka libe Rabbi Akiva. But that's specific according to Akiva. The isus svichim deraisa, that the prohibition of before the beer is biblical. That's according to whom pligi they disagree. Of the Rabban, the pligi libe Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabban, they disagree. Rabbi Akiva v'saben they hold isus svichim Rabban, and that the isra of the aftergrowths before the beer is only rabbinically like a lemigzer. According to them, you don't have to make exera because the whole isra itself of svichim is only Rabban. You're not going to be geizer svichim kruv atu shar svichim. Now Taisa six Rabbi Nissim Goin. Rabbi Nissim Goin asks, where in our sugya, we say the according to Shimon, all the svichim are asa except for svichim kruv. Problem is the ipcha Shimon lo b'mesach the shviz perik test. In the shviz in the ninth perik, we say the exact opposite. The Ketani has when the Mishnah says over there, Shimon Ami says, kol svichim mutarim, all the aftergrowths are permitted. Chutz mis svichim kruv, except for the aftergrowths of cabbage, which are not. And the reason is shein ki itzben b'yer kasad, because we don't have anything similar to it in the vegetables of the field, which is the exact opposite we're saying over here. And says Taisa, but like the Migrus Hasam Asurin, you can't say the Girsa is mistaken, that instead of saying Mutarn should actually really say forbidden. Could the Rishamim Muchab Hendu, the Girsa has Mutarn? The Rishamim is explicitly, you see that, yeah, the Girsa is like it says within that mission, that it's permitted. So how do we resolve that, which exactly our Sugi is saying the exact opposite? So the Tirits, the Rabbin Nisim Goin, the answers, he says, the Hasam Mari B'Svichim Shagodu B'Shishis Behetu B'Nichnus B'Shvias. Tirits talking about that mission of Shvias, that the aftergrowth grew in the sixth year, permissibly, which that's not Shemitah, and then it's the aftergrowth, they're going into the seventh year now in Shemitah. And now it's sat around until after the time of beer, which, according to the primary halacha, they're really exempt, because they grew in the sixth year. Oh, l'kach shar svichim, so that's where all the aftergrowth are going to be permitted. The loy also, because intrinsically they're permitted, and also the loy also klufi behind the shagol b'shvi. It's not going to be confused with those that grow in the shmita year, because the shalav shvi is gedolim. The ones that grew in the before the shmita year in the sixth year, they're big. The shalav shvi is gedolim, and those that grew now in the seventh year are small because they didn't yet get a chance to grow. So not going to be confused. Avashal kruv, but for the one of the cabbage one, shagdelim harbav is mamud, which grows a lot in a very small amount of time. In hekur ben agadol b'ever shvi is agadol b'shvi. You can't really differentiate between the ones that grow and before shmita, when they're growing in the shmita year itself. Ah, that's where Shimon was geyser, that even those that grew in the sixth year, that they're going to be forbidden by the Svichei Kruv. All vegetables, you can tell the difference between if it's new or old, and therefore there's no reason to make a gzeira to have to get rid of it. What we hear, pirsh, by Svichei Kruv, by the aftergrowth of the cabbage, we don't want the person to go and take what's forbidden, to say that I brought from the original ones, from the old ones, where again, because we said that they're both big and never it can be confused. Whereas v'harta shmeitza, but our sugi are b'shvias asma, talking about those that grow in the shmita year itself. Like Rabbi Tam explained, and therefore there's no difficulty in the mission of shvias and our sugi. Now Rabbi Nissim Pirish nami shmeita b'inyan acher. He also explains, in other words, he does not explain Rabbi Tam that our sugi is talking about the shmita year itself, because he holds that in the shmita year itself, that everyone agrees that the Svichei Kruv are going to be forbidden. Rather, he gives a different interpretation. He says, "Upirish the hacha b'svichim shal shviyas." Here in our sugya we're talking about where you have the aftergrowth of the shmita year, sheyotzel matzah shviyas, that now it goes out into the year after the shmita year. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the svichim are aser in the shmita year, but it's only when it's actually harvested in the shmita year itself. But if you harvest after the shmita year, then actually biblically it's not a problem. But still, the astum drabban they're rabbinically forbidden. Ad kedeshi asuka itzpen, until the amount of time that it takes to make the same thing. In other words, until enough time passed so that you could have planted and it could have sprouted in the eighth year. The reason for that is because of it gives the appearance of wrongdoing. People are going to think that they were gathered in the seventh year. But after the amount of time already passed, so then there's not going to be any more problem. The suburb Shimon held that svichim asurim b'matzah shviyas, yes, specifically that other aftergrowths are forbidden in the year after Shemitah. And the reason for that is the kashiyuros and gedolim, because when you see that they're big, oh, yes, but they're going to think shalach is that you gathered it, you harvested it in the seventh year. Of a svichei kruv, but the aftergrowth of cabbage, shein ka itzben b'yer kasad, like we said, it's very different than all of the vegetables of the fields because they grow very fast. There's no reason to make such a gezerah, and therefore the gazib had atur shal svichim. Therefore, he did not make this gezerah because of other aftergrowths, and therefore they're immediately permitted. And like we said, because why? Because the kashira is they're going to see that they're big. He's not going to think that it was gathered in the seventh year, because the darkam like we said, because it grows a lot in a small amount of time. They're not going to say that it grew in the shmita year. Now Tesis comes to explain this interpretation of Nissan, that in the Shemitah year itself, yeah, everyone holds that you have to grow stuff a bit. The problem is, the Gemara previously had told us that Reb Shimon ben Reb Yosi ben Lekunya, he ate the Svichei Krov, which sounds like that was in the Shemitah year. And that's a Tosa, because Ach Reb Shimon Reb Yosi ben Lekunya Svichei Krov, you have to say, but Matzah Shvitzu Dacha, that it was in the year after Shemitah, Reb Shimon Yechi, like Reb Shimon Yechi, like we just explained that he wasn't Geyser on the Svichei Krov on Matzah Shvitz, which I said, well, but like Mashmach, it doesn't sound like that, that it was a Matzah Shvitz again, therefore that this part would be difficult on a Ben Nissen. But Tosa continues to explain this Machlekes of Shimon Rabbanan, according to Reb Nissim Goyim, Rabbanan Gazri had Teiru Atu Yisur. Rabban, however, were Geyser the Heter because of the forbidden, and Vekul and Asur, and they're all going to be forbidden on the Matzah Shvi'ez, even Svichei Kruv, because again, they're Geyser Atu all the other Svich. Now, Ube Gemara did my Perek Sheni Garas. Now, Tosis continues to elaborate on this opinion of Rabban and Nissim Goyim to show that the produce that grew in the seventh year is forbidden, even in the beginning of the eighth year, because he brings the Gemara Demai, and the second parak has the Girsa Le'in and Svichim, regarding the aftergrowth. Mirash Hashanah Vat Chanukah is a Svichim. From Hashanah until Chanukah, in the eighth year, there is the Isra of the aftergrowth. Mach Chanukah Vat Rish Hashanah Het Svichim. Only after Chanukah until the Rish Hashanah of the ninth year, that's when there's a Heter of the aftergrowth. And the time of Tesefta parak, the parak A, we learned in the Tesefta, in the fifth parak of Masechta Shvi'ez, that Bitsalam Shiyatsu Mishvis Lmatashvis, that the onions that went from the Shemitah to the year to after Shemitah, Im Asu Kayitzman, if it went enough time that the same thing could have grown already, then it is permitted, but Vimlam Basurin, but if not, it's going to be forbidden. Again, you see, like Rabbi Nissim going that the aftergrowths from the Shemitah year itself are going to be forbidden. Now, it continues to explain, Rabbi Nissim going, this, how we read our Gemara based on his interpretation. The Gemara said that the B'Tavai Lib Rabbi Kiva, both Shimon and the Chachamim, are going according to Bekiva, the Asa, meaning what? The Asa Svichim and the Reis Mishvis, that he says that the aftergrowth in the Shemitah year itself is going to be biblically forbidden. So, therefore, in the year after, so that would make sense to also make it Asa because of an appearance of wrongdoing, and according to him is who they make the Machlek is going to make a Gzera on that. But Rabban, the Pliga Lev, according to Rabban, disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and that even the Shemitah year itself, the aftergrowths are biblically permitted, so like the Megzer, so there would be no reason to make Gzera in Matzah Shvias at all. And the difference specifically in Rabbi Kiva. Now, says Taisis, Imash appears Rabbi Nissim. This Rabbi Nissim explains the Mashagol B'Shishas B'Nichnas L'Shvis, that what grew in the 6th year went to the 7th year. Hey, Chadik L'Mitishem Agol B'Shvis. When you can make a mistake, then maybe it grew in the Shemitah year, for example, like by cabbage. Then he said that's how he explained the Mishnah Masechta Shvis also can be forbidden. Says Taisis, Kosel Rashba. That's difficult to the Rashba. Because the time period Rosh Hashanah went and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvah Manav Rishim Yehud Rishim Oim, he says Esrik Bashishas Shenichnas B'Shvis. If you have an Esrik from the 6th year that goes into the 7th year. It's exempt from Meisrim and from beer. Now, from the fact that it says Potter from beer, sounds like that he's harvesting it only at that time. Not Bahash, but that's difficult. If now beer, they have a little bit as much appears column, you tell me beer is only when the produce is liquidated from the fields, and then is when the Shemitah produce are big already at that point. And if Allah come and put them in beer, still he's saying that it's going to be put them in beer. What do you mean? They have the same halacha that he said that you can make a mistake and think that the Esther grew in the Shemitah year, and at that time you can't differentiate, so they're both big, so that should be forbidden. So why is it exempt from beer? And that's something which you can say it's also my mandate. I said to my biblical, but rabbinically you would be obligated because again you can make a mistake that it was from the parents of the Shemitah year, like Ben Nissim had said, or Yinami, another project, where he gathered it in the beginning of the Shemitah year. Like the Mitzvah, where again, since the Shemitah one is still small, and this is from the 6th year, which are big, and therefore you're not going to make the mistake. But Miho Kashal Riba, what's difficult to the Riba is the Bishmait, the Mashmal Kulam, and now it sounds like according to everyone. The Iraq is the Mashavis, as Rumachila, that as we've been explaining, that the vegetables that grow in the 7th year is going to be forbidden to be eaten. Because even Rib Shimon only permits the Svichei Kruv. Problem is, Masechta Shvi'ez Mashma, in Masechta Shvi'ez, it sounds like the Shor, that it's permitted, because now the Mishnah teaches in the 8th parak, if someone says to a worker, Helich Dinazah, take this dinner, but luckily, Bo Yer Kayem, and go ahead and gather for me a vegetable from my field today. So, Allah is, that dinner now has the sanctity of the Kedusha Shvi'ez. And the last parak in Avodah Zarah, the Pesach Beis Manav, it brings this, which sounds like that the Yerik itself is not forbidden to be eaten. And Avot Teretz Rida re-answers the Bishal Erev Shviz Mari. Let's talk about that it grew in before the Shemitah year. And you're just harvesting in the Shemitah year. Umash Yesh Ben Din Shviz, and this that we're saying it has halacha of Shemitah, is Lein Nischayr B'Sharatim, that's only regarding business dealings and other halachas that relate to the sanctity of the Shemitah year. And the reason is Lefisha Nilkat B'Shviz, because it was gathered in the Shemitah year. The reason is because the beer, because the basalikita by vegetables, we say that the halacha goes based on when it's gathered, and since it's gathered in the Shemitah, it says kedusha shviz. But regarding the is of svichin, which says that it's forbidden to be eaten, it's only if it grew in the Shemitah, and here it didn't grow in the Shemitah, it grew in the sixth year. The next is the master begins with the gemara kugena no, like mead, for example, the yadan of the archa that I know regarding the establishment of the moon of the months. Chase explained, what does this mean that he's saying that I know when really the day of Rosh Chodesh is, I know when Yom Tov is, so would I have to make 2 days of Yom Tov or not? So Chase explains, it wasn't talking about the secret of the intercalation, which is that, oh, he knows the Meilad, so he knows when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. You can't say that's the reason why he wouldn't have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov in the diaspora, because they bubble bekibi who brewed the yarcha, because people in bubble they also knew this. Because I mean, Rish Bay, like the Gemara says in Beit Avdal Mabez, Vavdi Treyim, and still they did 2 days of Yom Tov. El Mafarsha Ben Tam, another Ben Tam explains what he was saying was Shayu B'Makom. He lived in the place of Shluchim Bez Magim, where the agents of the court and air in Yerushalayim would reach, and therefore those places B'Shamei Nois Neliyam Yarcha, they never had the minute to keep 2 days, because they always knew from the Bezin they only kept 1 day Yom Tov. V'Hainu B'Kvi the Yarcha, that means to say the establishment of the yarcha of the month. He knew, not from himself, because he knew Eber, Soyde Eber. That in Bubble, they also knew. No, he knew from the courts themselves. We don't have to make a gzeira that maybe he's going to do a malacha on Yom Tov. Because they hear this, the Kiddush HaChadosh from the Bezin itself. And that was his question. If he goes to a place that's further from where he lives, where the agents don't go to there, where they do 2 days of Yom Tov, does he have to do like them? Or maybe because since he's coming from a place where he keeps one day, he knows when's really Yom Tov, maybe then he would only have to keep 1 day of Yom Tov.